One of Nelson's iconic heritage buildings is currently undergoing emergency repairs after the city advised occupants of the Jam Factory earlier this month that there were structural and life safety considerations with the building located at 303 Vernon Street. In 2023, a no-occupancy order was posted on the building and a letter sent to the owner, with a follow-up letter sent in January 2025. Last August, the city issued a warning that a notice on title would be filed if repairs were not made to the building. In a November 4th City Council meeting, the city made good on that warning when council passed a motion to issue the notice on title. During the meeting, City Building Inspector Bruce McNeil said the building occupants had been ignoring the no occupancy order.
For 2 years now, they've been just walking past the no occupancy sign on the front door, and they're getting comfortable in an unsafe building at the moment. So we want to move forward with further communication and hopefully collaboration with the owners to get compliance.
At that time, the hazards present in the building were reported by MyNelson Now to include a lack of fire separation between spaces, fire risks to adjacent properties, missing emergency lighting, and an unsafe deck structure that encroaches on city property. Staff also noted the presence of a non-conforming suite in the building. Earlier this month, the city provided a notice to the Jam Factory's occupants, including those working in a state-of-the-art co-working facility, that stated, "Recent assessments have identified serious structural deficiencies in both the east and west buildings that require immediate attention. As of May 5th, all occupants were required to vacate the Jam Factory's west building based on professional advice from an architect and structural engineer. Occupancy of the east building was permitted to continue on a temporary basis, subject to the direction and ongoing oversight of those same professionals." The notice also indicated that critical structural stabilization work, including shoring and bracing, were to be completed by this Friday, May 29th. The repairs were to commence without interruptions and again following the directions of the project architect and structural engineer. The notice stated that if work is delayed, conditions change, or professional advice is updated, partial or full evacuation may be required on short notice. The city acknowledged the disruptive nature of the notice, but said their priority is to ensure life safety while supporting the timely completion of the necessary repairs. The Jam Factory is a heritage building recognized by Heritage BC. Their website notes that the building was purpose-built as a factory in 1911, first as a two-story rectangular frame structure, and later expanded to include a stone warehouse in 1920 and a three-story addition in 1925. They note that the building's design necessitated the incorporation of, quote, thick granite walls, which also served as retaining walls along Vernon Street. The Jam Factory building has been an icon of Nelson's agricultural heritage from the early years of the city's development and was originally designed by prominent Nelson architect Alexander Carey. For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.